Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week, and in the fourth Aliyah of Parashat Re'eh, we have 21 psukim. In this Aliyah, we learn about the Isser of defacing our bodies with tattoos or certain forms of all forms of mutilation. In this Aliyah, similar to Parashat Shmini, we hear about kosher animals, non-kosher birds. We are given signs to distinguish between kosher animals and fish and non-kosher animals and fish. And lastly, this Aliyah also describes the Isurim of eating meat from an animal which was not shechted properly, and the Isur of eating meat and milk together. Now, as just mentioned, in this Aliyah, Moshe Rabbeinu says the following about Bnei Yisrael, and to Bnei Yisrael, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Aleph, Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem, Lo Tisgodedu, etc. You are the children of Hashem, and therefore, Lo Tisgodedu. What does that mean, Lo Tisgodedu? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us what the Pshat means, Lo Tisgodedu. It's the Isser of cutting one's flesh as part of grief and bereavement. The Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Yudalim and Aleph, tells us that Lo Tisgodedu means that there is an Isser to split up communities. You can't have a community where half of the Beis Din says one thing and the other half says something else. You can't have two Bate Din in the same city saying different things. We're supposed to be united, not divided into different factions acting in different ways. However, we have to ask the following question. What is the connection between these two ideas? The pshat that Rashi shares, that you're not allowed to mutilate your flesh, God forbid, for death or bereavement, and the pshat of the Gemara that you have to have a unified community, it can't be divided. These two ideas seem like they come from opposite ends of the world, and yet they're both learned from the same words, Lo Tisgodedu. How can that be? What's the connection? Many mefarshim offer a variety of answers. I'd like to share a beautiful explanation from the Shem Mishmuel, Rav Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sachashava Rebbe, who died in the year 1926. The Shem Mishmuel quotes his father, Rav Avraham Borenstein, the first Sachashava Rebbe, who died in 1910, and they say the following. First of all, they quote the Ramban on this pasuk, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, and he says that the reason a person would scratch themselves, lo tisgodedu, over the death of a loved one is because they think that this world is all there is. This life is all there is. And we, however, say chas v'shalom. We know about Olam Haba. We know about Tchias HaMesim. The physical world is not all there is. We don't only focus on this world. We don't only focus on the physical. We focus on the spiritual. And this, says the Shem Mishmuel in the name of his father, is the cause of the other meaning of Lo Tisgodedu, not to have separations between Jews and Jewish communities. What causes separations, says the Shem Mishmuel, Inyan agudot agudot nitava mipat perud levavot. V'halo nefashot Yisrael b'shorshan hein echad, says the Shem Mishmuel, that the reason why there are separations in communities is because we think we are separated, but in reality we are all together. We're really all the same. Yes, on the physical level we're all different. We're all separated on the physical level. This one lives here, that person lives there, this person looks like that, that person acts like that, but that's all on the physical level. On the spiritual level we're all one. And the Isurim of Lo Tisgodedu, both the Isser against injuring ourselves as a form of grief because we focused only on this world and the physical, and the Isser against creating factions and divisions again which focus on the physical, they both remind us to focus our energies on the spiritual, on what really matters, and not on petty physical things. Perhaps one can suggest this is also why the Isser of Lo Tisgodedu is introduced by Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem. Many Mefarshim make the connection between Lo Tisgodedu and Bani Matem, but perhaps, based on what the Shemi Shmuel says, perhaps one can suggest that Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, the link between children and parents, transcends the physical. Children love their parents, and parents love their children, not because of how they look or how they act, but it's unconditional love, a spiritual love, not a physical love. And that's exactly what the Torah is telling us. Bani matem, Lashem Elokeichem. Therefore, focus on the spiritual, not the physical. And therefore, lo tisgodedu in every sense of the halacha. Have an amazing day, everyone.